Well, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services is celebrating Independence Day by welcoming 7,500 new citizens nationwide this week. A special naturalization ceremony was held for 21 people from Latin America today at Everglades National Park. WLRN intern Aaron Sanchez Guerra was there.
I respectfully recommend that upon taking the oath of allegiance, all applicants be admitted as citizens.
Not all South Floridians get to ring in the 4th of July by becoming U.S. citizens in the Everglades. Pedro Ramos is the park superintendent and was a master of ceremonies. He says our parks are the greatest inheritance of Americans.
These places, all 420 National Park Service units in the United States, do tell the story of who we are as a nation. Collectively, they tell the story of who we are as a people.
Jose Viñas was the only Dominican at the ceremony.
Tomorrow is Independence Day. All those soldiers that fought for our freedom. And then I just became a citizen, and I'm only 19, so I don't know, it just made me feel a little bit more special.
Roberto Milian of Cuba, at 64 years old, became a citizen after 20 years here.
El corazón está aquí, y la mente está aquí.
He said he won't forget his roots, but his heart and mind are now here. I'm Aaron Sanchez Guerra in the Everglades National Park.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Alexander Gonzalez.